Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, well, well.
Boy.
The Lions did exactly what we thought they would do. They go out Oakland and what? The offense puts up a bunch of numbers, a bunch of points. The defense can't stop the run. They didn't slow down Josh Jacobs. They lose by a touchdown on the road, and now they are under 500 officially.
Yeah, I think I've learned over these many years. I've been covering the Lions for like upwards of like 2 or 3 years now. I mean, decades.
How many years have they taken off your life?
Tons. And I picked the Raiders to win the game 34-27, and they won 31-24. But that's exactly what I thought. It would go back and forth, touchdown, touchdown, can't stop them. Something bizarre would happen at the end, and it did. That was a snazzy little play they drew up there at the end, wasn't it? Before you have your admission, Bogey's making an admission. I don't know what it is. Can I just say, and I've said this before, this is probably the 892nd time I've said it.
Mm.
I honestly, in 100%, do not understand how Lions fans do it. I don't. I really don't.
Me neither.
I guess it wasn't the most heartbreaking loss. You only would have tied it at the end, but that's like way down the list of heartbreaking losses, like, or season breakers. It was unnecessary. Oakland's defense was terrible.
See, I get how Lions fans can come back to the table and feel that hope. You know, like, I think every fan, the one thing that you always have, even if it's just a tiny amount, is some semblance of hope. That,
sure.
You know what? Maybe they can get it right. Maybe somebody can figure it out, right?
Sure.
I think, are we to the point here with Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia where you just go, that hope might be lost? And then at that point, then I don't understand how Lions fans continue to go for it. Because this regime, this head coach, this personnel, it does feel hopeless that it's ever going to result in anything big time. And what I mean by big time is making the playoffs, winning playoff games, being a legitimate contender, okay?
You know what I would do if I was Lions fans? Honestly, the rest of the way, just root for Stafford, Marvin Jones, and Galladay to set all sorts of records.
Why?
Just for fun, just for the hell of it. Wouldn't that be cool? What else? If you're going to watch the games, don't you want to see something different, unusual? I mean, they both had over 100 yards receiving yesterday, although they needed one more from one of them.
Yeah, they could have used another yard from one of them. I don't know. Just
one
saying.
One more yard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. I don't see anything getting better on that defense. The running game. Watch Stafford and the fellas wing it around. Knock yourself out.
It's a total disaster. There are no answers. I don't think there's any... I think reason to believe that this whole thing is going to work. But look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text, of course, is at 97136. Now, I want to make sure that I point this out, and I'm just going to stick to this because what you told me before we actually got on the air about what Stafford said on his little AM radio interview that nobody hears and nobody listens to, that, you know, he was okay with the play, thought it was going to work, blah, blah, blah. That makes me mad.
He openly said he loved the play.
Yeah, exactly. They were going to walk in. Or if you're listening on AM, they were going to walk in.
Oh, stop it now.
No, I have
to
say.
It's a fine frequency.
That after only on 950 right down the hall. WWJ. That's
exactly.
It. That's the only one that's good. Or worth anything. As that play happened, Lions are down a touchdown. They're trying to tie the game. I, for the first time in 11 years. Okay.
Whoa. What's going on?
I felt bad for Matthew Stafford.
Oh, good for you.
I'm hard on him. I don't think he's going to win anything here. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
You do have a heart.
No, I feel weak. Like, I feel like a little bitch for feeling that way. But I like to, in the immediate aftermath of a big, play, I like to take those feelings and bring them on the air. I did it last week with the trade deadline thing. I want to be fair because I looked at that sequence. I looked at the personnel on the field, no Galladay, no Jones. And it's like, how did they even expect him to succeed in that spot? And look, he could have absolutely gotten in the face of Daryl Bevel. He could have checked to something on the field. He could have wanted something different. I wish his answer today, would have been different.
That kind of kills that idea.
It does. But in that specific moment, that's where you look at it and you go, that's not putting players in the best position to succeed. And that is one of those things that drives me absolutely insane when it comes to coaches. It does.
So how do you feel about yourself now, having made this admission? Do you feel
I feel even less
of a man? Do you feel, I don't know, like you want to go open a florist shop or something? Or
No, I mean, perhaps trade in my red car for, like a yellow one, something like that,
like
maybe.
A little tiny yellow smart car.
A yellow Beetle.
Beep, beep.
Ooh, I always wanted one of those VWs, back
beep.
In the day.
Here it comes.
I wanted to make sure that I pointed that out because there are people who, like, oh my gosh, we're wasting Matthew Stafford and he could be so good and gosh, they got to give him some help. In that specific instance, I was like, what do you want this guy to do?
Oh, no. And earlier in that drive, he did take him down and was at third and fourth, whatever, when he ran up the middle and didn't even slide and got clobbered in the head and got right up. And I'm like, dude, this guy, it's almost like parody now. He's showing how hard he's trying as a subtle way of showing how little he has to work with, even though he won't verbalize it. It was a very good. He had the interception, and there was the miss, whatever, with McKissick and the fumble. But that performance by a quarterback wins you an NFL game 85% of the time.
And I would agree with that. That's why I didn't think that the game was on Matthew Stafford.
No,
like we talked about it on Friday. Well, no, the conversation was
going into
did you think it was a Stafford game and blah, blah, blah. And that wasn't me trying to let him off the hook. I just figured, look, Matt Patricia is going to have to come up with some stops here. They're going to have to figure something out. And they weren't able to do so, which doesn't surprise me because that defense has been absolutely awful all year.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Patricia came out today on his little conference call and said that, Paul Pasqualoni has always called the plays, and I'm not going to take over play calling duties. Do you think there's any chance within the next week or two that he'll fire Pasqualoni?
Of course, because he'll be the scapegoat. And
I think there's
they'll
a
try
chance
to make
of that.
They'll try to make it look like it was all him, and then Patricia, he's going to take the reins. And but it's not going to lead to anything.
It's not even necessarily all him. It's that Patricia has to have a young, vibrant, energy mind somewhere on his staff or somewhere in my... Nothing wrong with Pal Pasqualoni, but he is, 70 years old and has sort of just been Patricia's mentor.
I don't think he does anything. This is Patricia's scheme. This is Patricia's game plans week in, week out.
Oh, it's his scheme and his game plans, but the game, the play-by-play, the snap-by-snap calls, I do think Pasqualoni calls most of those because Patricia does have to worry about the larger picture.
Okay.
And they don't change anything. They don't adjust anything during the game.
Darius Slay said as much in the postgame.
Yes.
Basically saying, look, the same issues that we're having right now, we were having in week one when your boy, little Kyler Murray, was going up and down the field to tie that game at 24 and ruin the Lions' chance of getting a win. That's Patricia's game plan. That's Patricia's scheme.
Rush three guys.
And it doesn't get home, and it allows the quarterback to operate and feel comfortable and just make a throw, wait for a guy to get open. It's not working. And the thing is, whether Pasqualoni's a defensive coordinator or they promote some young gun that's on the staff right now, do you really think it makes a difference? I don't.
Will it make a difference? No, I'm just saying if your people cry for accountability, if they wanted to.
Accountability would be Patricia's gone right now.
Okay, but that's not going to happen. If they wanted to whack somebody right now, that would be who you whack.
Yeah, and it would mean nothing. Firing a defensive. I heard Gator talk about it this morning. Firing at what? Paul Pasqualoni. Ooh, scary. Wow.
Well,
that is a bold move by the Lions. Who cares if you fire some guy that's basically almost dead?
Are you coming around then based on last week when you were destroying Stafford and now you realize that maybe he is a little bit hamstrung, perhaps, by the team.
No, for a split second, I just said, what do you want this guy to do?
There you go.
And then you immediately look at it and you go, "What? How did Stafford not veto that? In the post game, how did Stafford not mention something else? In the interview we had today, how does Stafford not sit there and just, I don't know, say, hey, you know, it wasn't my play call, you know, thought it was going to work, didn't. How does he show no passion? After 11 years of winning nothing and accomplishing nothing, all these wasted numbers, all these wasted touchdowns, he still doesn't give you anything. So I felt bad for a second.
Yeah.
Terrible play call, terrible design. But I still overall think that you're not winning anything with Matthew Stafford.
I actually think, listening to him, I think the play was like an RPO. Because he said, I thought we were just going to walk in. I think
it still doesn't matter.
No, I know, but I'm trying to figure out what the play is. I know. We can't just keep saying it doesn't matter. We're trying to figure out. I think he thought that they would bite on the guy up the middle and he could roll to the right, but the right edge wasn't open, so he had to run around and try to right. I think that's what it was.
Regardless, that's an awful play call.
I know.
Without
that's
Kenny Golladay and without Marvin Jones on the field.
Of course it is. I'm just trying to figure out what it was. And I think that's what it was.
That's fine.
Yeah, which is so stupid.
Exactly. That's why I don't know that we need to even think about what was supposed to happen on that play. Kenny Golladay should have been on the field.
Oh, you mean not think about like maybe what we watched?
Well, no, it's just like no matter what happened on that play, it was a bad decision.
Of course it was.
That's my point. It's okay.
But I'd also like to know if somebody on the right side like Crosby or somebody just absolutely blew it. I'd like to know that.
I
there's
still
ways.
I
there's still lots
Decker
of things.
Blew it. Decker blew it.
Decker's the one on the right side.
You still put your offense in a position to not get the game tying touchdown, and you still put your quarterback out there without his weapons.
Who are we kidding? They had Golladay in there, they would have thrown a touchdown pass to him. They would have tied the game seemingly. It'd be offensive pass interference. Who are we kidding?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.